The King Dudes Acadiana Steak Seasoning and Beast in Butt Rubs are proud to be featured in the new Christendom Trade and Business Directory. And I bet you have a favorite restaurant sauce or rub, too. Please register farms and foods you love to eat and trade with today at upontheserocks.co.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, June 20th, 2022. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all his cars. At Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to bulldogkia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. China accessed data of U.S. TikTok users repeatedly, according to a new report. Protesters turned out in front of Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett's house in fake blood-stained clothes over the weekend. World swimming rules against transgender athletes, with one exception. And according to a new poll, the number of people who believe in God is on the decline again. China accessed data of U.S. TikTok users repeatedly. Our political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
The Chinese parent company of TikTok has access to American users' data for months, even while U.S. employees did not have access themselves, according to leaked audio. The audio obtained by BuzzFeed News covers more than 80 internal meetings at TikTok between the months of September 2021 and January 2022. It showed that U.S. employees were not permitted to access user data and instead relied on Chinese employees to do so, according to BuzzFeed. TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, is required under Chinese law to share its data with the Chinese Communist Party whenever requested. As we publicly stated, we've brought in world-class internal and external security experts to help us strengthen our data security efforts. This is standard industry practice given the complexity of data security challenges, TikTok said in a statement to Business Insider on Friday. The power of TikTok cannot be understated, and that is something that both Republicans and Democrats need to be aware of, because as TikTok grows, so does the reach of China and China's allies, which may be hostile towards the United States. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
Pro-choice activists protested outside Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett's house over the weekend, covered in fake blood-stained clothes and holding baby dolls. Not a very compelling statement in their cause. The protesters marched to the judge's Falls Church, Virginia home on Saturday and held signs, including one with a coat hanger on it, that said not going back. The youth activists, part of a group called Rise Up for Abortion Rights, a 15-year-old protester said in a video the group posted, "Children will be forced to give birth to children. Women will be silenced. Women will be invalidated. Women will be told they are less than, and that's not okay. We cannot let that happen. You can't let this happen to us. It's not fair." World Swimming's governing body has adopted new rules for transgender athletes, only permitting swimmers who transitioned before the age of 12 to compete in women's events. FINA members voted 71.5% in favor of the new gender inclusion policy at its organization's extraordinary general congress on Sunday. It will apply to all its events from Monday on. This ruling would seemingly exclude University of Pennsylvania swimmer Leah Thomas from elite competition. Our quote of the day, "We must pray without tiring, for the salvation of mankind does not depend on material success, nor on sciences that cloud the intellect. Neither does it depend on arms and human industries, but on Jesus alone." St. Francis Xavier Cabrini. And coming up, our saint of the day, he had a rapid rise to prominence in the first century, which included the papacy. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey folks, Mike Church here, cooking with the King Dude with the Beast and Butt Rub, Bougie Development Dweller, session number two. Let's talk about ribs. Four things we're going to learn today on this little tip session. One, it's all about the temp, baby. Two, I'm going to teach you the 90-60-60 method. Three, sweet Carola. Now, sweet butter, oh mine, yes, it's a tool. We're going to use it in cooking ribs. And number four, we love to sweat with the oldies. Let's talk about how we do this. Number one, our fire, 250 to 275 degrees. Number two, you go 90 minutes, then you go 60 minutes, then you go 60 minutes. Number three, you're going to make aluminum boats that are going to be filled with butter and sweet goodness, and your ribs are going to go in that. And number four, you're going to sweat those jokers according to the recipe. Stay tuned for another Bougie Development Dweller Tip Session and the best backyard barbecue ribs you ever had, ever. And remember, none of this works without my Beast and Butt Rub. Get you a bag or 20 at mikechurch.com/rubs. And happy barbecuing, y'all.
Our saint of the day is Pope Silverius, who ruled the Holy See from the 8th of June in 536 to his deposition in 537, a few months before his death. His rapid rise to prominence from a deacon to the papacy coincided with the efforts of Ostrogothic king Theodahad, nephew to Theodoric the Great, who intended to install a pro-Gothic candidate just before the Gothic War. Later deposed by Byzantine general Belisarius, he was tried and sent to exile on the desolated island of Palmyrola, where he starved to death in 537. Today is Pope Silverius's feast day. The number of people who believe in God is ever on the decline. According to a new Gallup poll, the percentage of Americans who say they believe in God has dipped to the lowest number in the past nearly 80 years, according to the poll published Friday. The Values in Belief poll, conducted from May 2nd to 22, showed 81% of people answered they believe in God. But that's down 6 percentage points from the 87% of respondents who said they believed in him in the 2017 poll. This year is the lowest percentage in Gallup's trend since the public opinion polling company first asked the question in 1944. This year's poll found 17% of Americans said they do not believe in God. But when asking the question first in 1944 and again in 47 and twice in each of the 50s and 60s, a consistent 98% of respondents said they believed in God. When Gallup asked the question nearly five decades later in 2011, it had dropped to 92% of Americans, and that number has been on the decline ever since. Send me your tips to janet@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.